The Global Game tonight with Simon Hill from 9 o'clock right across the SEN network. Matthew Leckie's going to be on the show tonight. It's the last show for the season. And some breaking news, Simon, this morning in Chelsea land. So Mauricio Pochettino is going to take over as their new manager, trying to get them back where they need to be, especially with the amount of money that they've been spending to finish 12th on the ladder. What type of job has he got ahead of him? Good morning, mate.
Morning, Matty. Yeah, it's quite simply a very tough one. You know, he's a super manager and he's proven at Premier League level. Of course, he was in charge of Spurs, took them to the Champions League final a few years ago. Didn't do quite the same job at Paris Saint-Germain, but I think he's been looking for a way back into the Premier League. And I think he'll do a good job at Chelsea, providing they give him enough time. And this has always been the issue with Chelsea, is that they hire and fire at will. I mean, they had this ridiculous situation where, you know, 29 months ago, they sacked Frank Lampard, brought in Thomas Tuchel. He won them the Champions League, the Club World Cup. They sacked him. They spent $600 million on new players and a new manager in Graham Potter. Got rid of him and brought back Frank Lampard. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So they've really got to make this one work, and he's certainly got the ability to make them competitive again. They've got a very good squad of players, but it's all just a bit of a hodgepodge at the moment. So maybe he can come in and restore some order. We'll see.
I've been trying to see this morning if there's a term. Is there a term for his signing? Is it a one-year deal, a two-year deal, or like, because like you say, I mean, time's probably the most important thing that he could have.
Well, to be honest, contracts don't really matter in the
Premier League.
And you know, that's not trying to be disrespectful. It's just an indication as to how much money that they've got. And you know, I mean, Graham Potter signed a long-term deal. I would imagine they'd build in some sort of safeguard, you know, against failure and the sack, or if they decide to change manager again, which they do as often as they change their underpants. So, but you know, if they have to pay him out a few million pounds, well, you know, it's small change to these owners. It's like $10 to you and me. So, yeah.
All right, so apparently it is a two-year deal with an option for a third, but your point is well and truly...
Let's see if you last that long.
Well and truly valid, yeah, especially at that place. Now, the final day, chaos in the Premier League. I was saying to Jamie in the studio yesterday, if there's one thing that I could do that I haven't done is to just be in the UK, just be in the middle of it when the final day is going on, and you get... The highs and lows are absolutely incredible. The highs, of course, this amazing story of Luton Town and them getting through. But then the lows on the final day of the Premier League, Leicester City, who won the thing back in 2016, and out they go. What an incredible day.
Well, this is the joy of promotion and relegation. Wouldn't it be great if we had it here? You know, these are great stories. Maybe not if you're a fan of one of the relegated clubs, but you know, you've always got the opportunity to come back up the year after, and it creates not only incredible drama, but you know, hard-edged footballers who are used to playing in super competitive matches right the way throughout the season, even if you're at the wrong end of the table, because there is a punishment for failure, and we don't have that here in any of the codes. The sooner we get it, the better, as far as I'm concerned, because it's football's great point of difference. I know all the problems, you know, surrounding finance and travel and distance and all that, but I think we've got to give it a try at some stage. In terms of what happened in the Premier League on the final day, yeah, I mean, obviously, it's disastrous for Leeds and for Leicester, particularly for Leicester, as they were Premier League champions, as you rightly say, only 7 years ago. FA Cup winners just 2 years ago. But they paid the price for some poor decisions, lack of investment, again, chopping and changing the manager around. And, you know, this is why football is the most brutal sport if you're a manager, and even if you're a player, because you don't get to go around again if you finish bottom in the same league. You don't get first pick on the draft if you finish last to even things up. You get punished, and you get punished heavily, not just financially, but dropping status, dropping coverage. It's the most brutal capitalistic sport that there is on the planet. And that's why, well, not the capitalist bit, but that's one of the reasons, the promotion relegation, why we love it.
Yeah. I just find it extraordinary, absolutely amazing. I keep thinking of what if I was in that position. You know, what if my I grew up, you know, as you know, following Manly in rugby league. I mean, we've never had the wooden spoon, let alone being relegated. And I just cannot imagine what it'd be like to wake up on a Monday morning and go, you know what, my team isn't in the top flight. I just don't know what I'd
feel.
Isn't
that the greatest test, though, Matthew, of your fandom?
Correct. Yeah.
I've experienced it many times. Obviously, not at the moment because you know my team, Man City, have got lots of money. But for the majority of my football supporting life, we had nothing, and we got relegated down so far as the third division. And to be honest, when we were in the third tier of English football, it made me want to be there even more because they needed me, or not just me, but you know the supporters to keep them going because they were in dire straits. And in Australia, it seems to be sort of the opposite. You know, if you're down at the bottom or people say, oh, well, nobody will go and watch a relegated team. Well, you know, in our code of football, that's a little bit different. And, well, at least I hope it would be anyway.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I reckon it absolutely questions and makes you probably invest even more and questions your direct fandom, as you say. It's a great, great story. Luton Town, well, they were fifth tier about a decade ago and they're up and away they go. It's Saturday night's A-League Grand Final, so that's ahead of us, of course, at Combank Stadium. Melbourne City, their fourth straight Grand Final and the Mariners first since 2012-13. How do you think this one plays out on Saturday night?
It could go either way, to be honest, Matthew. I think Melbourne City are the favourites, and I think that's fair, given that they finished 11 points ahead of the Mariners in the regular season ladder. And they're on a very long unbeaten streak at the moment. I think they are 10 unbeaten at the moment, but the Mariners are 7 unbeaten. So, you know, two informed teams, two teams that like to attack, two teams that can certainly score goals. The Mariners, of course, will have the majority of the fans inside the stadium, which might tip the balance a little bit in their favour. This, you know, rather controversial decision to hold a grand final in Sydney. Normally, under the old system, it would have been at Amy Park in Melbourne this weekend, but so that's not the case. So, you know, City are going to have to overcome that. But they have been the most consistent team in the competition this season. And it's whether that you know they turn up on the big day. Now they didn't last year. They got to the grand final, as you said. This is their fourth in a row. Last year they didn't perform to their best against Western United and ended up losing. Now if they lose again at the weekend, you know there's going to be a question mark over their dominance of the modern era. They've won three straight premierships, but only one grand final. So there's a little bit of pressure on them, I think, to win on Saturday. But as I say, I think they are rightly the favourites.
All right, good luck with your final show of the season tonight, mate. Matthew Leckie, your special guest, so it'll be a big one.
Looking forward to it. Cheers, Matthew.
Simon Hill and Alex Bross with the Global Game tonight from 9 o'clock across the SEN network. We'll also have the call of the A-League Grand Final between the Mariners and Melbourne City. So Jimmy Smith will be taking you through that one with Adam Santarosa and Adam Kwasnik as well. So Saturday night live at Combank Stadium from 6 o'clock. It's pretty simple, folks. Keep it on SEN. You will not miss a beat in the world of sport. 0457 736 736 is that text line number. The Heat continue to lead the Celtics 44-34 last time I checked in the second quarter. So we'll give you a score update on that and get back to your text after this. It's 20 minutes after 11.